Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, I get that. That has a special tie to it, that thing that we just played. On Fridays, we do the one-star strip club reviews. We do anything for a dollar.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, the strippers get tipped with dollar bills.
That's true. They do.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And this is Friday. This is when we do the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from real strip clubs. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We'll start in Columbus, Ohio, at a place called The Princeton. Josh left a one-star review. It's a great place if you like fat women with no class. Some of the most grotesque women I have ever encountered. The DJ only knows how to play rap music, despite the club being 95% white. DJ plays what he likes and screw the crowd, right? Owners are constantly fighting, and they're in court now as we speak. The current owner is being evicted by the former any day now. They charge you $65 to get in on a Saturday night, what? Which is a total ripoff. You're better off going to a regular club. Don't waste your time with the trash that frequents this establishment. One star.
So it always is so interesting to me how somebody thinks that anything about a strip club at any time is classy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's no class.
No class. Yes. And he's looking like, down his nose at the people, the trash that goes to a place like this. Oh, like you did like last night?
Yeah.
And that you're leaving a review on?
And the fact that you paid $65 to get into this place?
You're in no position to be calling anybody trash.
Or smart.
Yeah, we're smart.
They tell me it's 65 at the door, I'm leaving.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're an idiot if you pay that.
Yeah, it's crazy. In Columbus, Ohio, $65 to get into the strip club? I don't know. Anyway. Then we'll go north of the border to Edmonton, Canada, at a place called Shade Gentlemen's Club. Mike left a one-star review. Take your dress coat and shove it up your ass. When you let people in your club with ripped-up jeans, and I come in with nice pants that are 100% not sweatpants and get rejected, yeah, I'll take my business elsewhere.
They must have told him no sweatpants. He's like, these ain't sweatpants.
These are nice pants. They're 100% not sweatpants. They look like they're sweatpants.
They look like joggers.
They've got elastic on three different places there, so...
You see this Adidas strap up the side of my pants? These are not sweatpants.
It's like, Rob, what do you call your nice pants? Golf pants. He calls them golf pants.
He's created a new a clothing sector, you know, golf pants.
Well, they have golf shirts.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know AKA what the damn big deal is here.
Men's, women's, golf pants, baby, kid.
Oh, wow. You're telling the strip club you shove their dress code. It's the first thing you say.
Shove it up your ass. They were not. I'll go to my grave saying they wasn't sweatpants.
Man, that is one of the things that you... It's the most one of the most insulting things that can happen to people is you tell them that they're not dressed properly to be in a place.
Yeah, and when it's at a strip club, it's like the worst. Like, you're not dressed up to be at this, you know, pig chasing, you know, whatever.
Do you remember how mad Ace got at that guy saying that he wasn't up to dress code for the country club that day to be in their bar and all that?
Flipped. He did.
He said it was okay.
Let's get a to-go order.
Don't get us wrong. Your Faster Pussycat shirt is very cool. But that's not the issue here. So we'll go to Clarkston, Georgia, at a place called Strokers. Kevin left a one-star review. The venue is nice inside, much better than other strip clubs in Atlanta. There's pool tables and a nice bar, as well as various stages for the girl, for the girls. I believe it is white-owned. The DJ was terrible, and the girls would yell at him constantly to play different songs. I'm sorry. I want to love all strippers. But what is the criteria for being a dancer at this club? A minimum of 2 kids? These women are just not attractive. I couldn't spend $1 on these girls. I could barely watch. Go somewhere else with decent-looking girls who don't have bad attitudes. 1 star.
Was he saying it's white-owned as like a positive thing?
I can't tell.
Or was he saying it's white-owned, but I gave it a chance anyway?
I can't tell.
It felt like it was a little out of left field. Like he just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's used all the time the other way.
Yeah.
You go to a black-owned business. You just shop at a black-owned business.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I'm saying it. I don't have a problem with somebody saying a white-owned business. Just like I called my daughter's college she went to, historically white college or university.
HWCU.
Although I've
never heard somebody describe a place as nice because it has pool tables in it. It's nicer than most. It's got pool tables. So it's interesting the way people frame things. Then we'll go to Richmond, Virginia, at a place called Daddy Rabbits. I don't think we've ever gone to this strip club before.
Mm-mm.
Mike,
yeah, I would remember Daddy Rabbits.
I think so. And I don't know what that means. But Michael said, only good thing here is the chicken wings. Can't believe they had a white girl on the pole with a bush and hairy underarms, which is even more disgusting than the purpose I came for. 1 star.
She's more disgusting than my pervy ass.
Exactly.
So that had to be a black reviewer, right?
I don't know. The white girl, yeah.
It's like a white girl.
Can't believe they had a white girl on the pole with a bush and hairy underarms.
White girls don't belong on the pole. Yeah. Maybe on the side stages,
yeah.
But not on the pole.
This is Daddy Rabbits. Okay?
Yeah.
We have...
It's a classy joint.
Yeah. I mean, that is a scene, though. I mean, that is wild. Then we'll go to Cheetahs in Sunnyvale, California. Josh left a 1-star review. This was the first time I visited a strip club. And let me tell you, it will be the last time at this location. You walk into the place, and my understanding is that they do not sell alcohol. But yet, they have an actual bar area where they stock it full of beer and liquor bottles as if they are selling it. Really? A fake bar? I was confused and tried to order a beer, and that's when I told the bar is only for show. I got the world's worst lap dance for about $75 for 5 minutes. The girl reeked of weed, but the worst part was when she bumped me in the face with the front of her panty area while dancing. It was the worst BO smell ever. All caps. I could not get it off my nose. I had to wash my face because the smell stuck to my nose and was making me nauseous. It seriously smelled so bad. I suppose I could have saved $75, bought a can of real beer, and stuck my head up my ass for the same experience. Little curveball there at the end.
That's good.
That was pretty funny.
Good writing.
Mm-hmm.
So... $75?
$75.
And why? I gotta agree with him. Why would you have a fake bar?
Yeah.
If you don't sell alcohol, why are you just using it as decor?
I don't know.
That's dumb.
I know.
Are they doing it for the gram?
Maybe it was a bar before it became the strip club and they just had the stuff there. I really don't know.
But they told him it was for show.
It was literally for show. But yeah, why even have it in there? People are going to be bothering you all night about it.
So. That's probably, if they don't have alcohol, it's probably an all-nude place.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
But still, you don't tempt people or tease them.
Yeah. You can't get it here. You might as well go somewhere else. And then we'll go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Rock's Cabaret. Jim left a 1-star review, pretty short. Worst strip club ever. No strippers. Went on a Monday afternoon, paid $5 cover and $9 for a beer, and there were no dancers. I hate Pittsburgh.
Me too. Why are they open?
I don't know.
That's like
that is a common complaint though. Is people pay the cover and there's no girls dancing. they're walking around or sitting at the bar and they're not, you know, no one ever comes to the stage.
But I mean, that'd be like McDonald's opening and not having beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or chicken.
It's called a strip club. Yeah. I want to see some stripping. But yeah,
I didn't come here for the decor and the nice atmosphere.
And the delicious smells wafting through the air. Then we'll go to Baltimore, Maryland, at a place called Norma Jean's. Nicholas left a one-star review. This is by far the worst club I've ever been to for several reasons. First, the girls were the most ratchet-looking strippers I've ever seen. Not only did they take forever to get naked, but they also had terrible attitudes. One girl started dancing in front of my friend terribly and barely touched him, and then said he owed her $20, which was followed by a screaming match. The girls that did get naked kept covering up with their arms. And I've never seen so many fake breasts and butts. And the DJ kept talking over all the songs. We ended up leaving and going elsewhere. One star. Seems a little weird to be shy. You're covering yourself up with your arms. We want to see them. And in Baltimore. Come on.
And I get it. Complaining about the DJ talking too much.
Yes, that would be super annoying.
I don't care what the event is.
Yeah.
If the DJ's yelling in that microphone too much, and not even because I want to hear the music, I just don't want to hear him yelling.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah, it's not your show.
Yeah, he's heckling. Y'all need to be paying these girls. Tip your bartender. Yeah,
it's not a DJ show. It's a titty show.
That's right. Barely need the music. I mean, come on.
Let the titties be the star.
Exactly.
Don't be trying to upstage the titties because you ain't never going to do it, brother.
I don't care. I could have damn David Guetta in here. I want to see them titties.
You here for that?
Yeah. Mm. Then we'll wrap up in Houston, Texas, at a place called Centerfolds. Mike left a one-star review. Do not come here. The waitresses won a wrongful termination lawsuit a couple of years ago. Age discrimination. So now they can't get fired at all. No one. The result? Terrible service with horrible attitudes. The managers are the worst I've seen in any business. They're obviously former bouncers who moved up the company ladder and have no business background or customer service training. The only thing management seems to be interested in is shaking down the dancers to get higher tips from them. The managers, Chris, Thomas, and Nick have turned this club into their own personal piggy banks where they extort money from anyone and everyone who has had the bad luck of walking through its doors. One star.
So they had a lawsuit for age discrimination. Now they can't fire anybody. So I'm just picturing all these old ladies in there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything about it.
What you going to do? You can't fire me. You just lost a lawsuit.
I'm not going to age out.
I'm shaking till I'm shaking this thing till I'm in the grave.
Oh, God.
But he makes a good point. I mean, now you really can't fire anybody. The result is probably bad customer service. I believe that. But I love he knows him. He's like, Chris, Thomas, and Nick, you sons of bitches.
Think y'all have moved up.
Yeah.
We used to be cool.
He knows them by name, like four of them.
I know. And then he's also talking to the strippers enough to hear them complaining that they're shaking people down.
Tell me more about this lawsuit. Well, you got your tits in my face, if you don't mind. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It means he's in there so much that he just feels like he's, you know, it's like a guy that would go to any other bar every day and sit and talk to everybody at the bar. He's the regular. Really? They have those at strip clubs.
Sure. It's like Cheers. So
how sad is that?
I know.
Just crazy.
It is sad.
Trashy. But that's why we laugh.
That's why we laugh at the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com. Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.